You can never, never ask me to stop drinking. Do you understand?
I do. I really do. Bourbon,
all right, so don't ever tell us we don't listen to the fans, because there were a lot of people that were sending us tweets and texts and emails all weekend demanding a level of concern. Demanding it.
Yes.
Sliding into the DMs on Instagram, on Twitter. Al's brother even mentioned it today.
Really?
Yeah. That's how significant this push was.
Off.
He said, enough of the Monday night football garbage. Yep. I need a level of concern. So this is the way it works.
Al's brother's been sending out some dumb tweets recently.
I think he's actually been great.
Really?
No, yeah. There's been some stupid ones. Anyway, this is how this game works. And this is just for the Maple Leafs.
Yeah, but we're going to roundtable this. If you
want. Oh, so we're doing a full?
I guess. I mean, we're doing this on the fly.
Well,
we haven't put a lot of thought into it. So the three options are...
Here is number one on the list for level of concern. And the three options are...
A pint on the patio, which means you have no
You're
concern.
Casual. You know what? You have a little bit of anxiousness. You want to chill out on the patio.
If you're a New England Patriots fan, you're having a pint on the patio. Right.
Barely.
Barely. You might be drinking water.
Might be a Pinot.
Right. Could be. 12-pack, which is pretty extensive, but still.
It goes from 0 to 100 rather
pretty quickly. But still.
Right.
For all intents and purposes, we'll say 12-pack.
Yeah.
That's middling concern.
Yes.
That's like, you know what, we got some problems here, potentially.
There's a little bit of a fight.
And the last one is our favorite one. It's Nick Cage in Vegas.
You can never, never ask me to stop drinking.
All right. So
okay.
That's a lot of panic. That's a lot of concern. That's a level of concern we wish...
Yeah.
Upon nobody.
Noodles,
not even our worst enemy.
Leafs making the playoffs. Where are you at?
I'm a 12-pack.
Yeah.
Right in the middle.
I am a 12-pack, it is not a Bud Light. It's a Guinness or like a
heavy
like
beer.
Like a tough one.
I'm a 12-pack.
Like a Molson Golden.
Something that they don't sell anymore.
We're a quarter of the way in the season.
Yeah. Been ugly.
It hasn't been great. You know, there's still... Right in the mix, though.
I'm the same, man. I'm a solid 12-pack.
I'm not level of concern. Nick Cage going
no,
nuts,
no,
and
no.
I'm not a
that
I'm
would
not
be
a
silly.
Pint on the patio.
That
I'm
would
just,
be silly.
I'm right in the middle because the next 20 games will be a very interesting. Put it that way.
You're going Nick Cage.
No, I'm not. I will say a 12-pack. A month and a half ago, I was a pint on the patio.
Yeah.
And
we all were.
You know, during the second period on Saturday night, I was Nick Caging it pretty significantly. But you let it breathe. You get a couple of off days. You know, the boys are in Vegas.
Right.
I kind of hope that they floored it and really said, you know what, we got to do something here and do something different.
Right.
I'm not sure if they did or not.
This is why I'll never be a coach. If I was the coach, I would say, I will see you guys at 4:30 p.m. on game day on Tuesday. I hope you're ready to play.
Mm-hmm. Meet me outside for the bus at 4:30. Between now and then, I don't want to see you.
I don't want to see you. You do whatever you want, but whatever you're doing, keep in mind that on Tuesday night, it is go time, and I expect everyone's best game. I don't want to see you till then.
Right.
Level of
Floor
concern.
It.
Level of concern. Tyson Berry's agent. What is his level of concern waiting for a big contract on July 1st?
You can never, never ask me to stop drinking.
I don't see how it's not Nick Cage. Like, I don't know who his agent is, but...
are you...
We don't have to play it every
play
single
it again.
Time. We don't have to play it every single time. It's a long clip.
Yeah.
You're telling me you're
I'm
not Nick Cage?
I'm a 12-pack, because it's only 22 games, and there's lots of... To me,
by the way, is there anything above
size.
Nick Cage? Like, what is
Texas Mickey Cage? I don't know.
No, Nick Cage.
What I'm saying is, there's lots of sample size, and a guy can have a tough 6 weeks. So, you know, if it's right today, yeah, I'm concerned. But I know what Tyson Berry's capable of. He's a 50-60 point defenseman if he's played in the right situation. So, believe me, if he was available, maybe it's pennies on the dollar, but there's a lot of teams that would love to have that because they may not have another guy like Morgan Riley sitting there. So I'm a 12-pack on that.
Yeah, I just think he was looking at this thinking, this is the biggest payday of my career. Like, yeah. Pay dirt. Wait, and he might still get it.
I think he might still. Yeah.
But we said that, you know, the free agency game, it's very fickle. Like, Jake Gardner had to wait until, like, 2 days before camp started.
Yeah, and Tyler Myers.
I love the Jake Gardner fans, too. No, don't you wish you had Jake Gardner back?
Well, yeah, he's not the answer. Gardner's, he had to move on. He moved on. But yep. You're right. I mean, listen, he can change everything. He's got 60 games to figure that out.
Plenty of time, but
right now, the money isn't waiting for him.
It's not looking great, but ultimately, they're, even in an offseason, guys still get paid because they know what they're capable of. And I think Tyson Berry, throughout his career, if you take a look at what he's been able to do, this may be the outlier.
Level of concern, if you're a Calgary Flames fan right now, that they will snap out of it, because they are the Leafs of the West. They're 10-10-3. They've lost four in a row. They got players freaking out. Matthew Tkachuk went crazy last night.
Yeah. I'm a 12-pack.
Hasn't just been like, so good for them in
I'm
Calgary.
I'm just like the Leafs.
Yeah?
I'm a 12-pack.
I think that's reasonable.
I'm not Nick Cage yet, but I'm not pint on the patio. I was pint on the patio heading into the season, but you know, they've had some adversity. Like TJ Brody, that's a scary situation. That's a guy who plays with Giordano. Like, that could have rippled through the dressing room. But even before that, they've had a lot of inconsistency. And it comes down to it, you can't yell and scream about players farther down in the roster. It's always your top players.
That's it. If you're asked me,
really? Never.
He just likes hearing this.
Never. Ask me to stop drinking.
You're abusing the clip.
Yeah.
Show respect to the clip.
No, I respect the clip.
Okay, explain yourself then. Why would you be Nick Cage if you're a Flame fan?
I just wanted to hear the guy. I'm not going to lie. They got to pick it up, though.
Yeah.
Goes back to their goaltender.
Yeah.
Like,
they got to...
New Wave Save, or what do we call him?
New Wave Dave Riddick has not been great.
Big Save Dave.
Big Save Dave. Sorry. New Wave Dave is our other buddy.
That's our boy Dave McCarthy. New Wave Dave. I'm a 12-pack as well. Like, they're a carbon copy. Both teams really played great last year during the regular season, flamed out in the playoffs. You know,
yep.
Calgary even more so than the Leafs. The Leafs were in it until Game 7, but they didn't get through. You know, drastic changes, this idea that you got to be different and a carryover coach and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And it just has not worked. Level of concern, if you're Jonas Valanciunas and you did not receive a championship ring courtesy of the Raptors.
You can never, never ask me to stop drinking.
This goes against everything you've ever said.
No, it's
you said you would decline it if you were Valanciunas.
It's not even a pint. You're not
it's
even
a
drinking.
Dumb question. That's why I played it. You know you're not getting a ring. You didn't play in the team. Why would you ask such a dumb question?
Well,
you weren't on the team. And don't tell me about Nav the Superfan or who's the other guy?
Well, Drake.
Drake.
Who are not on the team.
Nav the Superfan is basically a part of the team.
Yes, he is. I love Nav the Superfan.
There's another guy with gray hair with a beard that sits on the other end of the court. He's at every game, too. He might get a ring, too.
The Dead King?
No.
That guy's behind.
You know the guy I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
He will probably get a ring, too. And if he doesn't, he'll buy his own. Because he's just loaded.
Okay.
But he's at every game.
Well, Valanciunas has enough money. He could pay for his own as well if he wants.
Why would you want a ring? He didn't play for the
That's
team.
Right. Like he wasn't
no.
on the team. It's a dumb...
It's not a dumb...
It's like Nicolas Cage asked the question.
Yeah, sober. When he was dead sober.
No. Creamed.
No. Right.
Creamed out of his gourd.
No, when he drove into Vegas sober, that's when he would pose a question like this.
No, it was after him and Elizabeth Shue were hanging out.
You guys have not answered the question, though. You put on the old sports guy routine, like you wouldn't want it, it's sacrilegious. Why would you not want a valuable piece of jewelry for free? Like, be honest.
It's
like, what human being on earth would say no to that?
If Jimmy Rutherford called me and said, Jeff, I understand you weren't on the team this year, but we won the Stanley Cup. Would you like a ring? I would say, here's my address.
Thank you. Exactly.
But if that's not reality, you dummy. It's not reality.
It is reality. That's what I'm saying.
No, it's that only happens in my dreams where he calls and says, would you like a ring? And I go, I'd love one.
Yeah, I would accept the ring.
That's a dumb question.
Safe. I would never wear it. I would feel weird. I would say, why not give it to somebody who's deserving of it? Like, I actually,
you're not on the
team. I'll give you a prime example.
That.
I'm in the media.
Thank you.
We could have probably gone down to those Raptor games, right?
Mm-hmm. I was down there, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I was up there in the gondola.
I wanted to go, but I remember saying to Steph.
Two times.
I wanted to say, I said to Steph, I'm like, I'm not going, I'm not taking somebody else's spot who's been a diehard fan or diehard, been there every game, and I'm not going to float in there out of nowhere and go, I'm taking that spot.
But dude, that's very gracious of you, but that's equally as unrealistic. Rory McIlroy was there. The dude's from Northern Ireland.
I know.
Should he have been handing out a seat to some super fan on the street? No.
But
I mean, Gretzky was there.
But what I'm saying is, I wouldn't feel like that's my... Why would I want that ring? Give it to somebody who actually deserves it.
Okay, that would be very charitable.
That's my point.
Maybe that's the move. You get it, and you put it up for charity.
Sure. You give it to somebody who deserves it.
Okay.
Not me, because at that point...
I would suggest being a part of the regular season for the better part of 50 games means you were part of the journey at some point.
But in order for them to win... They actually had to ship your ass off the team.
That's very true. And it could be considered... I think that's why the Raptors didn't give it to them, because they would figure it would be patronizing.
It is patronizing.
There's an element of patronizing. Hey, even though we knew we had to get rid of you, and we're so happy we made that trade.
Exactly. Do it again, but here's a $30,000 consolation prize.
Here's a gesture of our appreciation for shipping your ass out of town.
Exactly.
Yeah,
no way.
That's valid.
Yeah.
All right. Level of concern if you're Ken Jennings that James Holzhauer is going to lay a beating on you during Jeopardy's GOAT competition in early January.
Kenny Jennings is the GOAT. He's the Tom Brady. He's the Dougie Gilmore. And he is the king, and he will not be taken down.
I think he loses.
I think he gets smoked.
Yeah.
Ooh, I think Kenny Jennings?
Too cocky.
Jennings should be Nick Cage. I think he's a pine on a patio because I think he is too cocky.
Yeah.
Holzhauer is fresh. Jennings hasn't been in the muck for like 15 years.
Yeah.
Holzhauer was just in there recently.
I'm Holzhauer, I see Kenny Jennings come in the room and I say this.
You can never, never ask me to stop drinking.
You have to stop yelling.
No.
I'm going to jump over the table soon.
You're
yelling every third sentence.
No, I told you what pissed me off is the people that leave the ACC. I know they're bugging me.
Don't take it out on the microphone. Yeah, you're going to chew this mic off.
I don't even know who Holzhauer is, but when he sees Kenny Jennings, he will wall squat and deuce.
I guess there was a beer, Maximum Ice.
Was it like 15%?
It was 7.1.
It was awful.
It came in a black can. It was a Labatt product.
And you had six of them, and you were blackout.
Like that
Maximum Ice.
That difference between like a 2-2.5% over six beers is huge.
He's told you. Go to a game in Edmonton and have a draft beer.
Maybe that's all they serve is
you will piss
ice.
Yourself after seven of them.
Seven.
Flat out four fall down. Four of them and you're face down on the ground.
In Calgary or Edmonton, either one of those heroin beer are just...
Yes.
I don't know what is in them. It's
flat out piss your pants and fall down face first and it's game over after four beers.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
All right.
I'll just stick to the vodka there because at least you can see it.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't really mess with vodka.
No, it's a 1 ounce pour and that's it. But those beer, you have no idea what's coming out of that.
Yeah,
that
that's dangerous, man.
It's so dangerous.
It's like Russian roulette with booze.
Yeah.
You're they like, okay, pull. Here we go.
Let's see what we got.
Three or four beers.
Let's see where I wake up tomorrow. Yeah,
exactly.
Who knows? Go Oilers. We got to get James on the show. And Grappa, you got his email, right? James Holzhauer. So we'll see if we can do that before the greatest of all time week begins on Jeopardy.
It would be fun.